This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group and will dive into life's big, small, and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat.
Welcome to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Today it's sunny after a lot of pretty rubbish weather, so sunny days just bring me so much joy. Today we have Livy and Ana Luisa on the couch, and this is their first time on the couch. It's so exciting. Do you guys want to share a bit about yourselves?
Well, my name's Livy. I go to Sacred Heart Girls College, and I'm in year 11.
I'm Ana Luisa. I also am a year 11 at Sacred Heart.
Awesome. I'm so pleased to have you guys on the show today. It's awesome to have new people. Mix it up a bit. It's great. So before we get stuck into our show this week, we'll just share with you a little bit about what's been happening. So on Sunday we had Junior Youth Group, Shine, and at Junior Youth Group we played a really funny game where we blew a feather through a straw and then tried to keep the feather in the air for as long as possible by blowing through the straw. And some people were really good at it. I was, like, not very good at it. And then we had, like, a bit of a competition to see whose feather would touch the ground last. And actually it was, like, hilarious. There's some really, really funny photos of people doing that. And we talked a bit about the gospel reading, and we talked about the Holy Spirit being there as a helper. And so we all decorated rocks with symbols of the Holy Spirit that we could keep in our pocket to remind us that the Holy Spirit's with us every day. And there were some pretty awesome looking rocks as well. So if you go to our Facebook page, which is Young Families and Youth Ministries, Catholic Parish of New Plymouth, then you can see photos of some awesome rocks. I'm going to post them later tonight, so check that out. And after Junior Youth Group, we had Senior Youth Group, Illuminate. So Livy's going to tell you what we were up to there.
We're at Youth Group, well, we call it Youth Group, but at Illuminate, we've been doing lots of, bonding, activities as a youth group. I feel like recently it's been really getting to know each other and becoming closer with one another. Like, I think that it's been really important to, get to know everyone in the youth group and, get to talk to everyone and learn a bit about everyone. But recently we've been doing a lot of affirmations for each other, so to make ourselves feel better and say good things about each other. And I think that's really important, because some people might not hear that from others every day, so I think that's pretty cool.
Awesome. You were at Illuminate last night as well, Ana Luisa. Do you was there anything that we did there that was cool?
Just, I guess, playing games with everyone and getting to know people better. Yeah, I'm kind of new, so it's been a fun experience.
Awesome. Actually, we had Father Simon join us for one of our games, which was great. It was kind of funny. You had to hold a towel with a partner, and then there was a beach ball, like a volleyball, and it's called blanket ball, and it's basically like volleyball, except that you use the towel, not your hands.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was pretty competitive.
It was
It was even more competitive once we lost the towels, and then it was just volleyball. It was like crazy. It was cool though. And today at Sacred Heart we had Ascend at lunchtime, and we played like a team challenge where I would call out like elbows, knees, but or head, and I would say like how many. So in a team of four, for example, I would say like two elbows, two knees, one butt, one head, and then they had to, like, do that, and all their other limbs had to be off the ground. So as a team, they had to, like, get into that configuration as quickly as possible, and then they got a point. And at the end, we got into a big circle, and then we played that team building thing where you all got to sit down at the same time. You're, like, sitting down, supported by everybody else in the circle. So it took a couple of tries, but they got there. So that was cool. So we're going to play a song for you now, and it's called Jericho by Andrew Rapp. All right, I think we're good. Hold on.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio, Taranaki 104.4 FM. Today you're here with Ana Luisa, Livy, and Rain.
So now we will be talking about Confirmation, which is a program that me and Ana Luisa are taking part of at the moment. So I'm still learning a bit about what Confirmation actually is, but it's the last sacrament of initiation. And what we're doing at the moment in Confirmation is learning about all the saints. And a part of Confirmation is we have to pick a saint and we have to learn about them. And yeah, and for Confirmation, we have a mass and we get to have a sponsor for our Confirmation. And so, for example, my confirmation sponsor will be my sister. And I think it's really important to have someone that's close to you to be your sponsor, so then you can talk to them about what saint you're going to be picking, and if they're, so they will be confirmed to have them as your sponsor. And so you can talk to them about what their place was when they did confirmation, and about what their experiences were, which I think is pretty awesome.
Awesome. And Ana Luisa, you are also doing the confirmation at the moment, so do you want to share anything about your experience? Like, what have you been doing?
So far, we've just been learning about kind of what confirmation is and about the different saints that we can choose for our confirmation name. And we've just been in groups with our leaders and other people that are getting confirmed, just sharing our experience. Yeah.
Awesome. And do you guys, have you like thought about saints? Do you have any idea which saint you might choose?
I think I'm still learning about what saints, and I think I want to know, we'll have a variety of choices because I want to know which one fits me best.
Yeah, I'm still undecided. There's a lot to choose from.
There is. There's so many, right? There's like hundreds and hundreds of saints, and yeah. It's a cool choice, an important choice. I think my confirmation saint was Saint Anne, who's the mother of Mary, and I think I chose her at the time because I thought that she must have been a pretty incredible mum to have like had such a daughter who had such a trust in God, and mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I want her to have a mum in heaven that like prays for me and helps me on my journey. So that's why I chose her as my confirmation saint. And I think it's really cool to just read lots about the lives of the saints, because some of them are like really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like patron saints of everything.
Yeah.
So.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come fly and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
shame is
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And today you've been here with Rain, Ana Luisa and Livy, and we talked a bit about confirmation. And the other thing that's been happening recently, which is pretty cool, is a global synod on synodality, which sounds really complicated or fancy, but synodality is basically like journeying together, and Pope Francis has called a global synod, which is it's unusual. It's the first of its kind where every diocese in the whole world has the opportunity to give a voice to all of their parishioners, and so we had an opportunity to get together in groups locally, like in the Catholic parish of New Plymouth, and to have a chance to put forward our voice for a local submission. So we did that at Sacred Heart, and Livy was there.
I was there, yeah. Pretty much when I walked into the synod, I had no idea what it was. I heard in the notices, and my friend Claudia, she was going, and I was like, oh, like, I'll definitely come along because I'm a part of the special character council at school. But I knew a few people there. But actually walking out of the meeting, it was a really awesome experience, I thought. I thought it was something I've never done before and that I'll definitely be doing again. I thought it was really cool to just talk to the people around me about what their thoughts were about the questions and about what they, you know, what parishes they'd come from and being welcoming into new parishes. I think that was one of the questions, but I think it was really awesome, and I would put forward and let people know if there's another one, and I would really recommend it because I think it's really awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity for us to look at what we're doing and how we're doing it, and look at the ways that maybe we could be journeying with people in our communities more or more effectively. And so what happens then is, like at Sacred Heart, when we did this in a discussion together, we noted down all of our thoughts like on paper, and then that was submitted to the diocese. And so Palmerston North Diocese has like all the submissions from all the parishes in the diocese, and they have a group of, I don't know, maybe like 6 to 8 people who are looking at all of the submissions and then writing a summary document. And so Claudia, Johan, Father Simon, Shannon and I went to a meeting in the diocese on Saturday where we got kind of like a preview of what some of those summaries were.
Oh, cool.
And we had the opportunity to kind of discuss that. And so we met a few, there was a couple of young people from St. Peter's College in Palmerston North, and then there was Claudia and Johan. They were like the young people reps from the diocese, and so we got them to share their thoughts on that experience, which we'll play for you.
Hi guys, I'm Duval, and today I was at the Diocesan Synod meeting, and it was really cool to hear everyone's perspective, especially the different groups that came, and also to be able to represent the young people's voices and make sure that we are heard. Yeah.
Hello, Falava. My name is Ian Wolfe. I am the head boy at St. Peter's College. So today I attended the synod meeting, which was held at the Diocese of Palmerston North at the cathedral. And what I got out of it was the concept of change and how action is required in order to understand and support all members of our Catholic Church.
Kia ora whanau, it's Isaac Harris here. I'm a young adult here in Palmerston North, and I just attended the Diocesan Synod Hui today. And it was really cool because hearing all the hopeful ideas that everyone had. Everyone was full with hope, and they're going to go out and make some change happen, which is really awesome.
Hi, my name's Johan. I'm a Year 13 from Francis Douglas Memorial College. I think the synod today was fantastic. I think that getting to see all the perspectives and opinions from different parishioners from all over the diocese was really eye-opening, and it really shows how much as a parish, you know, we need to make a change. And I think that this synod just was an awesome place where we shared these ideas, which hopefully will lead to some change in our church in the future.
Hi, I'm Claudia. I'm the Special Character Leader at Sacred Heart Girls College, New Plymouth. I thought the Synod was a super cool experience, and it was super encouraging to see not only the diocese need for change, but also the church overall. I hope that everything we learned and shared today enacts some real change into our future and sparks us all into action.
Hi, I'm Father Simon, Parish Priest of New Plymouth Parish. I thought the Synod was a great turnout today, and good discernment, good spread of people from across our diocese, even though there were people who weren't there, but still a good spread of people. It gave us hope for the future, and realising that we all need to be walking together. We all agreed that needs to happen, and some good things are going to happen in the future. And so this is a great step that Pope Francis is leading us out onto, and I hope that we all really take a hold of this and move with it into the future. Thanks.
Awesome. It was really great to be able to hear different people's thoughts and reflections. Excuse the background noise. I was like interviewing them in the car. and as it like we were packing down the they were packing down the diocesan meeting, and so there's like all this kind of like activity in the background. But I thought getting their thoughts was important enough that we could deal with the background noise.
Definitely.
And so the next step then after this meeting is all of the reflections and things from the people who are at the meeting will be also reviewed. And they're still reviewing people's individual submissions as well. And then that will be collated and the summary document will be written, like 10 pages of what was collected from around the diocese. And then that 10 pages from our Palmerston North Diocese will go to Rome. And so you can imagine like how many dioceses there are in the world. Their team in Rome is going to have like a serious amount of paperwork to read through. But it will be really, the outcome will be really awesome, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't hear the outcome of the synod for another like couple of years. We're in the first, real first stages of that synod process. Yeah. And we're almost out of time, so I'll just share with you a little bit about what's coming up. So tomorrow we have a catch-up session for confirmation one and session one and two at Sacred Heart Girls College at lunchtime. So if you missed out on session one or two, come along at lunchtime to have a catch-up session with me. And then confirmation is on Tuesday night, tomorrow night, so that will be really exciting. Mm-hmm. We've got something really, really cool planned. Ooh. So definitely come along to that and get excited about it. Then we have another catch-up session at Francis Douglas on Wednesday. And Francis Douglas Memorial College is starting a youth group in their school.
Yay.
So a bit like Ascend. And it will be at lunchtime on Thursday in the chapel. And so that's going to be really, really awesome.
Definitely.
If you're from Francis Douglas Memorial College, definitely keep an eye on your notices and come along at lunchtime. And as usual, we have junior youth group on Sunday, and we also have senior youth group on Sunday, both at St. Joseph's Hall. Shine is from 4 till 5, and Illuminate from 6:30 till 8:30. And actually this week is also youth mass at 5:30 p.m. at St. Joseph's Church, and it's going to be led by the Year 13s from Sacred Heart Girls College, and that's really cool. So definitely come along to that mass to support them.
Definitely.
And it's going to be really great. I'm really excited about it. So we'll look forward to seeing you all there, and we'll hear you, we'll see you. I never know what to say about that because we can't see you, but we know that you're listening.
Yeah.
So listen in next week on Monday to the Catholic Couch at 4:30 p.m. Have a good week, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Catholic Couch by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group. If you enjoyed this show, you can find it as a podcast on the Access Radio Taranaki website, Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.